Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
And it's always a pleasure to welcome you to CUTV News Radio Live. This is Jim Masters, and nice to have you tuning in today from all around the world. It's 11 a.m. Eastern at the time of the broadcast here at our broadcast center for CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. Hope you're having a great day. It is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. We are live worldwide, but we also archive all of our broadcasts. What does that mean? That means that if you would like to share the link to this episode or any of the episodes of our award-winning series, you can do that, and you can send it out on social media, you can send it out via email, you can go to iTunes and Stitcher Radio as well. All of our episodes are available on demand in addition to being live worldwide. So we're very excited to let you know about that. In case you didn't know, the on-demand capability does exist with all of the episodes, multitude of episodes we do every day here on CUTV News Radio Live. Again, it is October 16th at the time of this particular broadcast. Welcoming a brand new guest here in the 11 a.m. hour to CUTV News Radio. And somebody who is very enthusiastic, somebody who is passionate, empathetic, and somebody who really cares about the human condition and loves to relate to people. You know, most of us are aware when we talk about stress, and stress is very hard to get away from. It's got to be managed. It can do some really horrific things to one's mind, body, and soul, as we know. But most of us are aware what stress can really do to our body on a physical level and how dangerous it really can be, especially unchecked and consistent. But it's not easy to figure out how to really reduce stress in our lives. Well, here comes our very special guest, Paula Apro. She is the founder of Mariposa Energy, which is based in New England, based actually in Maine, Rockland, Maine, beautiful area of northern New England. But, you know, with technology, she can work with folks on really no matter where they live. Now, Mariposa Energy is an energy medicine practice that is really dedicated to healing your body and mind to look and feel better naturally. Mariposa is Spanish for butterfly, and the butterfly is the ultimate symbol of transformation. After experiencing such a profound personal transformation herself, Paula says she's been called to share her story and knowledge in hopes of helping others. As she says, our bodies are truly made of energy, just like our blood should flow through our system without blockage and through our vessels, so should the body's energies. They should be flowing unhindered. And when these energies become stagnant or blocked, illness and disease most definitely result. Energy medicine balances and restores your body's natural energies. And with these energies in balance and flowing properly, it can increase your vitality and optimize your health. As Paula says, everything we need to heal ourselves and to be healthy is right within us. All of the answers are inside, as well as the power to heal ourselves. All we need to do is tap into that energy. And Paula does that. She does it for herself, and she does it for her clients and everybody she knows. She recalls she suffered from severe stress most of her adult life, not due to particular difficult job or even a difficult life, but rather her genetic makeup. She experienced a profound trauma when she was young, losing her mother at a very young age, leaving her hypersensitive with all systems in her body on hyper alert, living like, you know, that has been really tough, somewhat of a curse actually, until she learned how to turn it into a blessing and use this high level of sensitivity to read not only her own body's energy, but also those of her clients. She's able to talk directly to a person's subconscious to uncover the root causes of what is ailing them. It's beautiful and very important work that she's doing. So we're going to talk about that. She's gone through a lot in her life, and I love when I have an opportunity to interview guests who are willing to share their stories because they want to empower and inspire and help others heal. So we have a lot to talk about in this half hour. It's going to go by fast. Let me dive right in and welcome our very special guest, Paula Apro of Mariposa Energy in Rothman, Maine, to our broadcast. Paula, thank you very much for joining us here on this Tuesday's show. I really appreciate your being with us. I know you're very, very busy in all of your phenomenal work. So we welcome you to the show today.
Thank you, Jim. It's such an honor to be here.
It's a real pleasure to have you with us as well. I'm really looking forward to the show as I've been doing my research, preparing for this episode. Initially, I love to ask my guests, Bayard, them, when you look at your life's journey, when you look early on, even maybe as far back as, you know, a young girl, were there things in your life that you already sort of grabbed a hold on to that inspired you, things you already knew that were setting up the work you were going to be doing like you're doing now? Anything that, some things that maybe in your life that you've experienced that inspired you to do the beautiful work you're doing for others right now, Paula?
Well, actually, I do have a little story about that. And as you mentioned in the intro, I did lose my mom at a very early age to cancer, and it was just an awful, awful, terrible experience for a little young girl to go through. And I'll never forget sitting at her funeral next to my dad and just having this overwhelming feeling that I wanted to do something. I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to help people when I grew up. And that was the moment that I decided that I want to be a doctor. And my father was so excited, and he absolutely groomed me to be a doctor. And when I was in grammar school, I was labeled a gifted child. And he just thought if I didn't go on to be a doctor, it was going to be a complete waste of this intelligent little kid. So I went into UConn, actually, pre-med. And somewhere through my first year, I just got this overwhelming intuitive hit that I can't do this. I have this burning desire to help people, but I also have this burning desire to be creative. And then there's this other huge problem, and that's the empath in me literally gets sick upon walking into a hospital. And I know that it's from the trauma that I went through as a young child, but I literally feel sick in the presence of sick people. And I kind of decided that I can't go on with becoming a doctor, and I went off and I, you know, had a career in the creative and design world. But that feeling of wanting to help and wanting to make a difference in people's health obviously never died in me. And now at the age of 50, you know, it's come back so strong that it is a calling. And I feel like it's come to me and I don't have a choice. I'm on this path, and I'm being drawn to do this.
You really are. You know it. You can feel it. There's just some energy. It's something. It's in the DNA probably already for you, but it's been tapped into and it's flourishing and blossoming. And what a cool thing it is, this renewed energy and excitement for life, having been through tragedy and loss and suffering and things that we all go through in our lives, maybe sometimes earlier, sometimes later in life, whatever it may be. But for you to twist it around and take the lemons and turn them into lemonade is a fantastic thing. And what I also love is that you're taking that to others. You can relate to your clients because you've been there. You've experienced, you know, a lot of the things, or can at least relate to the things that they're going through in life, because nothing is perfect and no road is always smooth and straight, and you understand that. So I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. So you were first introduced to energy medicine. Let's break that down a little bit, a little bit more as far as the introduction to you for energy medicine and when it was introduced to you. What was that experience like initially?
Okay, well, I guess I have to kind of back up, because it wasn't like I went looking for energy medicine. If anything, it found me. But this whole thing started
you.
With... It really did. And the whole thing started with me just wanting to take control over my own health. And I'm sure the story is the same for most people that get into alternative health. But as you said in the preview, that my health was bad and I suffered through tremendous stress, which was crazy because I did not have a stressful job or a stressful life, but I just couldn't seem to manage everyday stresses. And it did take its toll. I developed problems with my liver that made me have allergies to everything and made me have lots of food intolerances. And then I developed some sort of autoimmune thing that gave me some bizarre skin disorder that was extremely painful and difficult to deal with. And then there was my back, not my back actually, but my neck. I had severe neck pain, which caused pinched nerves in my back. And that was the thing that finally, that was the straw that finally broke the camel's back, because not only was it interfering with my play and not being able to drive my motorcycle or ride my bicycle or dance and things like that, but soon it started to impact my work. I could no longer hold my camera up and I couldn't use my mouse. And that's when I knew. And this was going on for 5, 6, 7 years, just getting worse and worse and worse, like all the other problems in my body. Just the accumulated stress was making everything worse. So finally, I decided I really needed medical help. And after an MRI and being told that I had some sort of degenerative issue with my spine, I opted for the surgery. I got the titanium plate screwed to my neck, and then I waited through a long 18-month recovery, believing and hoping and praying that the problem would be gone. Only thing was, after the surgery, the pain came back, and I went right back to living in pain every single day, and I still wasn't able to ride my motorcycle or ride my bicycle, and I was just so frustrated. And that's when I think I got this intuitive hit that told me a couple things. Number one, the titanium plate was like a Band-Aid, and it was just masking the symptom. It wasn't fixing the underlying cause, the underlying root of the problem that was causing this pain. And then the other intuitive hit I got was, there's only one person that really can fix this, and that was me. And that's when I committed myself to a serious meditation practice. I decided I was going to meditate every single day. Now, I had meditated for years in the past, but never as serious as this. And I committed to it. And almost at the end of that year is when I decided to take a sabbatical and run away from my life and my work and just go and be alone. And that's when I went to Mexico. And that's the whole reason that Mariposa is Spanish for butterfly. But I was able to completely reprogram my brain. And I knew, I could feel a difference. And during that sabbatical, it was such a transformation that I feel like a channel opened up in me. And information just came to me almost faster than I could process it. But that's when I got very interested in crystals and crystal energy and Reiki and then eventually energy medicine. And it all just poured into me after I had this personal transformation. So I can't even tell you how I stumbled upon the book called Energy Medicine by Donna Eden. But as soon as I got that book, that was it. My nose was stuck in it. I brought it everywhere I went. And I'm a type of person that deliberates for days over what color shoes to buy. And I made the decision to join the practitioner training program instantly without thinking about how much money and the commitment and the time. I just knew I had to do it. So it's been, you know, a long journey of small incremental pieces to bring me to where I am. But once you see the potential and once you, I feel like I just discovered the secret, the holy grail secret to health. And how do you not, you know, pursue every avenue you can to learn more and to share it with everybody you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the key. Not just keeping it to yourself, but really sharing it with everybody you know. And that's what you're doing so beautifully. It really sounds like the intensity of your stress initially wasn't even giving your body the opportunity to heal. And sometimes that's really how it works, right, Paula? Because, you know, you have stress and then more stress. And then something else happens in your life, more stress. And it's like these building blocks that keep, or dominoes that keep piling up, and then eventually they start triggering a fall and a fall and another fall of each block, and it's usually resulting in something negative, physical illness and headaches and other types of things that people get. Sometimes even cancer has been affiliated with it. So it sounds like that your body, for you, was just in the initial stages stuck in that mode, and each stress that you had to deal with just kept piling on, which happens to so many of us.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because what I tell all my friends and family and clients is that we all have the power in us to heal. Our bodies want to heal. For instance, if you cut your finger right now, it's going to heal by itself, right? Even if you break a bone, that bone is going to set. Our bodies absolutely will do everything they can to heal. The thing is, there's so many things that go wrong, and stress is one of the biggest reasons why these things go wrong. But those blocks get into our body and prevent our body from its natural abilities to heal. So energy medicine is really about removing those blocks. And when people ask me if I'm an energy healer, I usually don't like to call myself an energy healer, because I don't feel like I'm healing anybody. I'm helping people to heal themselves. I'm helping them by doing one of two things, one or maybe both things. One, I'm removing the blocks. I'm removing energetic blocks from them that give their bodies this chance to heal. And the other thing that I can do is teach them tools and techniques and exercises that they do on their own to heal themselves. So, yes, that's what it's all about, really, is just removing the blockages. And when you go to a Western medicine doctor with a symptom, they're going to do something actively to squelch that symptom. They're going to essentially put the Band-Aid on it and make that symptom go away without getting to the root of the problem and removing the root of the problem. So it's just a completely different approach from Western medicine to energy medicine.
I guess it's one thing to go through your experience and to discover energy medicine as you have, and it's wonderful that it was helpful for you, Paula, but where is that desire you think that you have deep inside to actually pursue it as a career and help other people who may be going through a lot of different things as well?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like I said, I put very little thought. I just got so excited. And I get excited about lots of things. I just have so much passion for things in my life. But I just got so excited and decided that I was going to go take this practitioner training. And at the time, I honestly had no intention of completely changing my career and doing this for a living. I really was only concerned about me and my family. I wanted to know, you know, the thing is, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. So I thought, I trust myself more than I trust any doctor that I've met so far, and I just wanted to be able to take care of me and my husband and my family and maybe some friends. But when you start practitioner training, of course, not only do you have to do tests and go to class, but you have to do a lot of practice. And when I started doing these practice sessions, I started realizing that I'm actually making a difference. I'm actually taking pain away from people. And when I saw that I could do that, I thought, why wouldn't I want to do this? Why wouldn't I want a career that I could help people? I mean, what feels better? Can you imagine anything that feels better than having a friend come to you who's actually in pain and having them leave you and that pain could be complete? Can you imagine what that feels like? I mean, when's the last time somebody went into a doctor's office, spent an hour with a doctor, and walked out and felt completely better? I mean, that's just too exciting not to share. And I love to share. You know, if I go to the store and I find a sale on something, I have to tell all my friends because I just want to share the good things in life. Yeah, that's just who I am.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said earlier, it's part of your DNA. It's within. And so we're talking about energy medicine. Let's see if we can break that down a little bit more for our audience, because there are different forms of it. And again, our very special guest is Paula Apro. She is with Mariposa Energy Therapy, and her website is Mariposa, that's M-A-R-I-P-O-S-A, Energy Therapy, MariposaEnergyTherapy.com. www.jimmasters.com, and she is located in Maine, but works with clients all around the country and beyond. So breaking down, Paula, for our audience, the kind of energy medicine that you practice, is there a specific modality that you specialize in, or do you incorporate various modalities into your work?
Well, right now, I'm actually practicing two different kinds of energy medicine. The first one is Eden energy medicine, and that was developed by Donna Eden. Now, Donna is one of the absolute pioneers in energy medicine, and I believe she's one of the most sought-after experts in the field. Energy medicine by Donna Eden is very broad. I mean, this is the four-year program, and it covers a tremendous amount. It discusses all nine energy systems in the body, and we have to learn all of them. But I'm also recently became certified in something called the Emotion Code, and that was developed by Dr. Bradley Nilsson. And it's much, much simpler, and it's all based on one simple premise that emotions, which are energy in motion. See, emotions are supposed to be constantly moving, and they're constantly moving through our body. But if there's an emotion, anything that the human body just cannot process all at once because it's just too much, some of the energy of that emotion may get trapped in the body. And if that happens, and it does happen, and people in their middle age usually have on average about 300 trapped emotions in them, but the energy of that emotion that is trapped in your body and not able to move, it will, without a doubt, cause problems in the body at some point in the form of illness or pain. So with the emotion code, I'm just blown away by this. And going through my certification program, I had to work on 30 different people. And this is when I realized in such a short amount of time and over the phone, I can make such an amazing difference in somebody's life. I can tap into their subconscious. I can identify exactly the trapped emotion, exactly when it happened in their life, exactly where in their body it's lodged, and with a simple magnet and an intention, I can release it immediately. And in most cases, people that come, you know, when they come to me, I have them rate their symptom, whatever it is, whether it's pain, I ask them to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 the intensity of the pain or maybe the frequency of other issues. And then at the end of the session, and the session is usually only 30 or 40 minutes, they have to give me another rating. I've had many people with pain completely disappear. And it's almost too easy. It's almost too good to be true. So I'm using both. I'm kind of merging everything I know about energy medicine, which is a lot from Eden Energy Medicine, and the simple techniques of how to literally talk to somebody's subconscious. I'm taking the two of them. And I'm really creating my own way to handle a client from when they walk in, listening to them, listening to exactly what they're, you know, there's a reason somebody comes to see me, and really figuring out the best way to get to the bottom, to get to the root, you know, to get to the root of the problem. And that's the trick of energy medicine.
To get to the root of the problem, because oftentimes, you know, we're living in a very overprescribed society, as we've talked about probably many, many different times in our lives. People talk about it all the time because we're treating the symptom, but we're not really treating what's causing the symptom. And what the work you do gets to the root of this, the actual issue, which I think is fantastic, fantastic work. So when people connect with you in terms of what brings people to you in the first place. Are they dealing with specific issues? Do they come to you sort of right at the beginning of an issue, or are they already in a full-blown fury when things are happening? Or does it really run across the board? And, you know, it's not one size fits all. People come to you for a variety of different issues, problems, dilemmas, things that are happening in their lives.
I would say that it's definitely a variety, but I also am very vocal in letting people know that what I really want to specialize in is the chronic things. I love to see people when they've been to several doctors and nobody can figure out. Because the problem is, if somebody does have a problem and they go to a doctor and the doctor labels what they have, then they either suggest a pharmaceutical or they suggest a surgery or something, and you know, the person thinks that the problem is solved. But when they go to several doctors and they just can't get an answer, those are the kind of people that I want to see, because that's when the traditional medicine can't put a label on it, guarantee there's an emotional base to it. There's some sort of energy blockage to it. So, and again, when I talked about Eden Energy Medicine and how broad it is and how many different energy systems we had to learn, the part that interested me the most is the mind-body connection. It's really the emotional connection and how the emotions affects the body. That's what I personally want to specialize in. And if that's all I could do, I would be thrilled to be doing that.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, when you look at your body of work, I'm sure you get wonderful feedback from people. You also, in addition to energy medicine, just want to let folks know that you do a lot of other things too, like crystal sonic rejuvenation facials, which are, I've heard about them, they're painless, rejuvenating, and revitalizing facial treatments that actually help the face and whole body look and feel younger. You can also help people with food and substance testing to see what foods, meds, and other supplements are beneficial or detrimental to your own personal energy. And you strongly believe that there is a very important connection between mind, body, and often emotions are the cause of many physical problems, as we've been talking about. So you are studying to become a certified emotion code practitioner, which is, you know, really incredible. And it's all helping to get to the root of these chronic health issues and doing it in a simple, painless, and completely holistic energy medicine way is the bottom line, right?
That's right. And giving people the tools that they can use at home to continue. You know, that's the thing. It's energy. You know, our culture, we're just so used to going to a doctor and getting the magic pill. You know, people just want to be fixed. They don't want to put the time and effort into fixing themselves. And energy medicine is a commitment. And the other thing about energy medicine that I wanted to point out is, most of the time when a doctor sees a person, it's because they're sick. They're sick or they're broken in some way. But with energy medicine, our goal is not sick care, it's health care. So somebody coming to an energy medicine person, it's because they're healthy and they want to stay healthy. Or, of course, they could also not be healthy and want to get healthy. But that's not the time to stop. Energy medicine is something that you practice. It's like meditation. You have to keep those energies healthy to stop the illness from happening. All illness starts first in our energetic field. And if we can prevent and eliminate the problems in our energetic field, they'll never make it into our actual physical body. So that's the thing. There's a commitment there. You know, somebody's not going to come to me and I'm going to wave a crystal over them and say, you're good. You know, I never want to see you again. It's I'm going to teach them and I'm going to give them tools and I'm going to give them exercises. And they do have to, you know, I have a, it's called a daily energy routine, and it's about 10 minutes, and I do it every single morning. And I have to, in order for me to work on somebody else's energies, my energies need to be in check.
That's right. Exactly. Best way that folks can connect with our very special guest, Paula Apro, is by going to her website. It's a phenomenal website. A great place to explore more, to chat with Paula. She's very responsive. She can tell you about all the different offerings that she has, the benefits of them all. She can break them down for you. It's very user-friendly, very understandable, relatable, and can be extremely helpful to you and to someone you care about. Go to her website, MariposaEnergyTherapy.com. That's MariposaEnergyTherapy.com. Paula, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we get a chance to chat more and explore a little bit more about the beautiful and very impactful work that you do. But it was a real pleasure having you on the show today, and we thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jim. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, I did as well, and thanks for all that you do in inspiring and helping others heal. Jim Masters here, CU TV News Radio Live. For the entire team here, we thank you for joining us as well. Stay tuned. More great shows coming up throughout the day on CU TV News Radio Live. But for now, again, thanks for joining us. And we wish you, as always, a phenomenal day. Take care.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.